You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than not really having a host.
It's better
than like missing out on the Holy
it's
Ghost.
Better.
It's better than a dead post.
It's better
than me.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Show. I've got lots of stuff to talk about. We got Disney being sued by an 8-year-old. We got social site comments, SquirrelCon comments, and all kinds of stuff. So,
shame on. Blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, folks, I'm on my own tonight. Faith is busy, and I've got really, you know, so it's just me and you just talking away and doing nothing. And oh, well, hey, it's Chaz.
Hey.
Howdy, Chaz.
How you doing?
Pretty good. That was completely staged.
Yeah, well, there's not really a door there. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
I was wondering how you're going to bring me in. I was sitting there just waiting to be queued up.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Thought I was going to have to crash the party.
Crash the party, man. You're always welcome to crash the party.
That's me, party crasher. Wallflower party crasher.
It's not even a party until you show up, until you crash it.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. See, I like this. I like this whole format.
The whole format of what? You crashing the party?
No, the whole the absence of Chaz.
Oh, so now you're back.
Well, so you know, it's like at the forums. You know, you're there all the time, yeah. Commenting, talking
sure.
to people.
Well, you go there special.
Oh yeah. Yay.
When Chaz shows up, it's special.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Hey, look, Chaz posted.
I get comments, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Nice to see you and all
so
that.
So now this will be like, you know, ooh.
Well, you can still you can still hear Chaz and Brad on the Silly Car Show.
Yeah.
So
sillycarshow.com or
carbuyingprinciples.com. Oh, okay. Didn't know you had both. Didn't know you had sillycarshow.com. Didn't know you
I probably will by the time this airs.
Oh. I didn't know that it was available. I didn't know it was set up.
Yeah.
Ah. Is fishrich.com set up?
It's available.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put that on my list. See, nothing's changed.
I mentioned it. And then, so I do a comic strip now, officially. Officially, I'm announcing that I'm doing a comic strip.
Which is genius, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Not that I want to transfer that to you, Green, but the idea is genius.
Well.
It is. Because the whole Fishwits, I love that. Where did you come up with the name Fishwits?
I don't know.
Fishwits.
I've used it for a long time. Let me tell you how I came up with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I asked.
Before RoboCop. Well, I don't know where the word Fishwits came from, but I'll tell you where it came from. But anyway, let me just. Before RoboForm, I had a code system worked out because I used the same sign on for everything.
Okay.
It was the same password. I'm going to make up a password. I'm going to. Nick, you know, like your nickname, Nick222, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was my sign on for everything. And my ID was the same too. It was like, you know, me. Okay. So like me20. And the password was always Nick222. Okay.
Okay.
But I didn't want to, so I couldn't remember that for everything because some of them wouldn't take that. Some of them you had to put 222 exclamation mark. Some of them you had to put, you know, because it required a special character.
Oh, I
hate
that.
Some of them had to be 8 characters. Some of them had to be 6 and all that.
I hate that.
I developed a system where I would say Fishwits exclamation mark. Now, Fishwits was not my password, nor was it my sign-on.
Okay.
But it was code for...
Code.
It was code for both of those things. So I could say Fishwits exclamation mark, and I knew that it was my sign-on plus an exclamation mark.
Oh, look at you.
And if it was Fishwits 333, I knew that I had to put in Nick222 plus 333.
You're like gaming the system.
I was gaming the system. Well, hey, I had like 35 passwords in my head.
You should get RoboForm.
I do. I have that now.
Oh, okay.
I have it. It's mine. Did you ever find a Mac version?
Yeah. It's, what's it called again? One Password.
One Password.
Which is catchy, right? One Password.
Yeah, One Password.
Yeah. It's great. I love it.
Cool.
I
mean, is it free?
No, it's a purchase. I think it's like, but I think it's cheaper than RoboForm was.
Was it? Right.
But of course, it, you know, it only works on
Mac.
Yeah. So you don't.
When you go to work, it doesn't work.
Well, I completely stopped using it at work, and I carry my laptop with me everywhere I go, so it doesn't really matter.
There you go.
Yeah. It actually made me more efficient because rather than switching back and forth between two machines,
uh-huh.
I just make sure now I'm kind of tied to being on the Mac. So
yeah, that's true.
So I don't have to worry about it.
Well, I'm sort of tied to my my little flash drive.
Yeah, I like that little thing
because I have portable apps on it. Ow.
Yeah, so you've got what? You've got Firefox and
Firefox, the GIMP.
Oh yeah.
All of OpenOffice is on there.
Which is insane. Okay, you have a whole Office suite.
Yes.
Of software on a USB stick.
Free. Yes.
Yeah, for free.
For free.
And Microsoft.
Well, I mean, the stick cost me $40. But
Well, it didn't cost you $300.
No.
First license.
Plus, all my documents are on here. You know, so I carry everything with me right here. If I lost my laptop, I mean, I'd lose some like applications for playing, you know, background music. But
yeah.
But I wouldn't lose. What I wouldn't lose is any of my important documents. Here, I'll turn it down a bit. I'm not used to your Mac setup over there.
I know, yeah, it's a little different.
So, anyway, so that's what I use, and then you use the Mac, and then we're all cool.
But yeah.
I have RoboForm on here, and I have my portable apps, and then I have my CLCL, and it's all right there.
I've come to the point, remember I told you about Phrase Express that does all the macros and stuff?
Uh-huh.
And then there's RoboForm that fills out all the forms automatically for you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can't live without those two.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on a Mac, I've got to use 1Password and a thing called Text Expander.
Oh, okay.
For the,
the macros?
Phrase Express stuff, yeah, for the macros, and but with the combination of those two things, I can burn through. Like if I wanted to register for a form, I just hit the button and
yeah.
I mean it just burns through. But I can't imagine having 100 logins with all of them.
You know, it's so funny because at work, it works the opposite. Okay, it's actually they try to make everything so secure that it actually defeats their purpose because you have to have a different sign on. And get this, they have a thing called single sign on SSO.
Yeah.
Okay, it's misnamed because it only works for like 1% of the applications you're actually going to use online, and then you've got to end up getting so if for everything you sign on to, it's got a separate password. You know,
yeah.
and you've got to, and they change every some of them change every month, some of them change every 3 months, some of them change every number of times you log on.
Yeah.
So everybody's managing 20 or 30 passwords, right?
Yeah.
Well, they can't keep those in their head, so they write them down on a piece of paper and stick them under their keyboard on their desk.
Yeah,
I mean, you can go around to 50% of the keyboards in there. You look, flip them up, and there's their passwords.
So, well, we learned that from War Games. Remember that movie, War Games?
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick?
Sure.
He's like, you just look at the secretary's desk and you get all the passwords you want.
Sure. Because, you can't write them. Well, RoboForm has solved that problem.
Yeah.
They should make it standard issue.
It should be. I'm surprised that, well, no, I'm not surprised. I was going to say, I'm surprised Microsoft hasn't purchased them. But then that would be silly now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Well, it wouldn't make any sense because you need to be putting all your secure passwords into Windows.
Microsoft,
which is,
not good, not good.
It's like duct taping your bank account information to your windshield or something.
Try that. Let me know how it goes. So Fishwits. So
we were talking about Fishwits.
It's at those McFadden's. It's at thosemcfadden.com or fishwits.com.
Yeah, I'm gonna
WITZ.
I'm gonna set up Fishwits for you. Fishwits. I like the WITZ.
Yeah,
that's good.
So yeah,
it's good. But it's wits like wits are like little
witty things.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fish wits makes
Christian
sense.
Witty things.
Yeah,
that's right. There you go.
But it rolls. Fishwits.
Yeah, it's like a name. It's like a Jewish name.
It's like fish sticks, but not.
Yeah. It's Bobby Fishwits.
Bobby Fishwood?
Yeah.
Like Fisher? Bobby Fisher?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he was German. I mean, if he was Jewish.
Fishwood?
Yeah.
Hey, it works on all levels.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, it's based on several characters from my real life. It's based on me. It's based on you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character Chaz. There's a character Boo, which is me. There's a character that's loosely based on Gracie and Ruth Ann. I mean, it's sort of a combination of those two people from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And but you hear things, and then there's another character named basically from Luke, but it also has got a mix of Brad T in it, and also what's his name?
Got a hybrid or something?
Steve Ean from the community. Yeah, they're all conglomerate characters, and you're going to see you will see things coming out of their mouths basically directly from the forum and from the community.
Oh, cool!
From things different people have said, because I steal everything.
Well, the best fiction has a little bit of fact mixed in it, right? I mean, the best stories are things that
actually happened.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times the best movies are like based on a true story.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good stuff. Because you can't make that kind of fiction, that kind of stuff up.
No, you're not on a consistent basis.
No. And I went out and read one of them, and it was talking about some piece of Revelations.
Yeah, I try to relate them all back to some scripture.
Yeah, and so you have the strict scripture underneath every one of them, and it's on the side. Of course, you can look it up yourself. But I thought the strip was funny, but then I went to reading the Revelations, and I was like,
lost in there.
I don't know what they're talking about, man. I got lost. That didn't like the cartoon totally crunched it to a little, uh-huh. And then you read the Revelations, you're like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, there you go.
But you've got what? How many do you have out there now?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, probably 20 or 30.
You've been doing it for what, a month?
Yeah, about a month. Trying to do two or three a week.
Yeah,
minimum two, and sometimes I'll squeeze in three.
Yeah, and they're great. They're just funny.
Thank you.
I went. Jill, I showed them to Jill, and we just sat there. And went back when we were just reading them, going back through the pages and just reading the ones that you had out there.
I'm flattered.
Yeah, she was laughing. She liked it.
I'm flattered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and usually it's like yesterday, Brad, there's that conversation with Brad T, that's going to show up in one.
Well, to make Fishwitch t-shirts.
Fishwitch t-shirts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm put it on Cafe Press.
Well, hopefully it adds something to the community. Hopefully it'll bring some more people into the community and just trying to contribute.
Yeah. Now,
what I don't understand is why it's come up, why the Lord placed it on me to do.
I wondered that myself.
Like, well, what else? What, I need something else?
Yeah, sure. Like, why not?
I need one more thing.
Yeah. You're like that sign that talks about the OSHA. You know, OSHA doesn't allow any more people on, so yeah. You have to get a line. Yeah,
yeah, I need that sign. Tattooed him up for him. Nobody else on. Maximum occupancy has been reached.
Yeah, but you've taken it on brilliantly.
Thank you.
You really have. I mean, like I said, I'm just surprised by how well it's coming out.
Thank you.
You know?
Well, it's I've been working on it. I mean, I've always wanted to do one. Mm-hmm. I've been working on it since like 20 years ago. Yeah. I started sketching them out and wanting to do them, but I was never...
It's like cud. It's like cows.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've been working on it for a while.
I thought you meant it was like the Chud movie with the...
No, not Chud. Cud.
Cud stood for...
No. You've been working on it for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been chewing it for a while. But I finally have people around me that are funny enough to give me plenty of material.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's impossible to sit there and try to come up with things yourself.
Yeah, isn't it? That's... Yeah.
I can recognize funny, but coming up with funny... It has to happen naturally. It's just like this show.
Yeah.
It's just like in the car.
Well, you got a whole lot of funny going on.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. I'm going to take it as a compliment and just move on.
Hey, sweetie pie. Well, you ain't sweetie pie.
Well, no, but you can still talk nice to me.
I don't think I want to.
Why not?
Well, where's Sweetie Pie?
Well, she's taking the night off.
She don't like me, you know.
She'll be back. She thinks you're great.
I don't know.
She just has trouble expressing it.
She expresses it just fine.
No, she
expresses it all over me.
She just has problems expressing it. You'd probably make her uncomfortable with Brad in the room like that.
Yeah.
In front of her husband.
Probably,
and
yeah,
stuff.
It's probably.
Not that she's like, you know.
No, would, but still.
But, yeah.
You're a little flirty.
Yeah.
What? Well, I can't help it. She's pretty.
You should try calling her something else besides Sweetie Pie, too. That's a little 1957. It's a little 1950s. You should call something. You could come up with something else.
All good things come in the 50s.
Do they?
Yeah.
What was that?
Like the 57 Chevy.
Yeah.
I'm out.
You're out. That was quick.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
$57. Elvis. Elvis died in the 70s. Didn't he?
He came out of the 50s.
Well, it's not so much how you where you come out of. It was where you go off to? No.
Hey.
I don't know.
I lost you there.
Well, anyway, I came in here for a reason.
Yeah,
what
debatable.
Were you talking about?
We were talking about, I have no idea.
I don't know either. All right, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
He was all frustrated.
That was useful.
He was expecting to see faith. Did you see the look on his face?
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
I just drained out
I know,
of it.
And, well, I had that effect on Buford, I guess.
Yeah, I asked Faith. I said, why does he bother you so much? She says, it's the look in his eye. And I said, Faith, he's not real. Am I projecting someone now?
I'm telling you, Buford, I don't know what it is.
Can you see him?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
Buford is actually in the room. That is the when that door creaks open, there's a third person in the room. I kid you not. I am talking to a whole other person. In my head,
yeah.
In my head, I'm having a conversation with two people.
I know, me too.
I mean, but that's great on your part because you make it effortless for other people.
I'm sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sure it's
you
great.
Make it effortless for Faith to be creeped out.
I just hope it's healthy. That's all. I hope that when I turn 80 or like 65, he doesn't take over.
Oh yeah,
and like I'm the extra character. You know, like, pops in every once in a while.
Oh, that's great.
That's one of my deepest fears. Yeah.
You're gonna be a backseat driver.
Yeah,
to
it's
Buford.
Like all of a sudden, you know, Buford's on the front porch. You know,
and another car goes by.
Hey, Buford, I made some tea. You know,
go away. You bother me. You know,
then it's back to just Buford again. It's a very sad existence.
Poor Faith. I don't know where that leaves her.
I don't know either. So what else we got?
But.
We're going to do – let's talk about this. Okay, so we got the social site and the donation button.
Yeah.
On the social site.
Well, hold on. Before we get to that, I want to tell you about this whole – Disney thing.
Oh, okay. Disney.
Yeah. Disney. Did you hear
– No, I didn't.
– that Disney's being sued by an 8-year-old boy?
Okay, well, what on earth would an 8-year-old boy sue Disney for?
Well, apparently they were involved in some Mickey Mouse business.
Ah, you suckered me into that one.
I did.
You pulled me right in. I was like, yeah, I thought it was real. You know.
No, they're not really being sued. But that joke popped
into
my head.
I'm sure they're being sued,
but. Oh, well, I'm not buying it. Yeah. It's not an official story.
You made that joke up?
I did. It popped
that
into my
genius.
Head.
Genius.
And I told it to Jill, and she said, really? And she says, why? And I said, you know, I said the same thing. And she was like, oh. Which is really good for me because I don't have a poker face. I can't. Like, I want to tell
don't
something.
You don't see the grin on your face or anything?
No. See?
That was very good. I'm so
Thank
proud
you.
Of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm working my way up to be a full-scale liar.
That's next. No, we don't want to be full-scale liars. What we want to be is extreme exaggerators.
Extreme exaggerators?
Extreme exaggerators.
Overstated portions of
sometimes
that story.
It's understating. It's not always overstating.
Oh, really?
See, that's the genius of being a superb exaggerator. Mm. Is that sometimes you exaggerate the negative.
Sometimes you have to know what to leave out.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can. There's a reverse lying.
Sure. Because that's a visual joke. So... Faith's dad just left, right? He's been here all week.
Yeah.
Faith's mom and dad both. And he told this joke 500 times. We went fishing, right? It's like Thursday. And we caught nothing, right? And he says, but he kept saying, I caught one this, and he would hold up his hands, about 2.5 feet, 3 feet apart.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he would say, I caught one this far from shore.
Oh, you know?
But
yeah,
he said it over and over. So there you go.
What was that thing about the biter?
Yeah, yeah. So
I love this.
So he tells Helen. Helen's got, you know, the catastrophe, right? The cat. So he says, Helen brings it in to see Grandpa. Hey, Grandpa, look at my cat. Look at my cat. And Grandpa's like, oh yeah, he's a biter, isn't he? He's a biter, you know? Basically. And Helen's gives this little poor look on his face. No, he doesn't bite. He loves you. He's sweet. No, I can tell. He's a biter. Look at his eyes. That's a biter, all right. Just on and on.
I love,
you know,
the way he says it.
And then, like the next day, we're out working in the yard, and across the street is this old dog. I mean, the dog is 160 years old. It's all he can do to get out in the yard and poop. You know, he's just like he's an old like a border collie. Right?
Okay.
And he's out there and he's messing around in the yard. He's pooping. He goes, look at that over there, Helen. See that dog over there? That's a biter. I can tell. Look at the way he's looking at you. Oh, he's a biter, all right. Oh yeah. She's looking at me like, you really don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
She doesn't get the joke.
Sure.
So she just thinks he's like,
yeah,
dumb.
He's,
it's like he's
probably losing his mind.
Losing his mind. That dog can barely walk. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm more likely to bite that dog than
yeah, exactly.
Too funny.
The dog that doesn't even have any teeth left. It's not even biting food at this point. Drinks its food through a straw. Alpo through a straw. That's disgusting.
Ooh, Alpo, yeah.
Yeah.
The sound it must make.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So, Jazz didn't even want to talk about this, but it's on the social site, right? The new social site we have launched at mylifeministries.org.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to talk about this, and Chaz was like, I don't want to come back on my first show and talk about money. But so I'm going to do it. But Chaz added a widget. Is it officially a widget?
Yeah.
It's a widget. It's called Ministry Fund 2008. It's on the right-hand side of the page when you go to mylifeministries.org. And it says chip in, and you can chip in right there.
Yep.
And it takes credit cards, PayPal, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well,
and it also, but here's the cool part. Okay, it's different than just a PayPal button because it actually tracks by date how much money has been received.
Yeah, you can set a if you want, you can set a let's say you're going to do a fundraiser and you wanted to do a set amount.
Yes,
you know, like let's say I wanted to raise $500,
right?
Know? And you could put on there. You could it gives you an opportunity to state what you are raising it for. So okay. You know, send Chaz to mm-hmm. SeaWorld. So.
Which is not what we're doing.
No, but if you were, let's just say it was your own personal blog, right? And you put those little widgets on there, and you want to raise $500 because you want to go to SeaWorld. Well, you can it'll say on there, you know, because you want to go to SeaWorld, and then you can say I want to raise that before the 4th of July. So you could put an end date on it, you could put an amount on it, you could put a reason on it, and then yeah, it does show all the contributions that go through that in a little meter format. So it's almost like remember the March of Dimes charts that you see?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have like the thermometer looking thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The thermometer, people go there with a little red marker and
they move it up. Yeah. It's the same kind of deal, which is what we talked about. We talked about having a long time ago,
but we would have to build it ourselves.
Yeah, it didn't exist.
It's just a widget.
And I don't remember how I came across this site, but it's chipin.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to get the widget and put it on your own site, because you can, the widget that's on our site, you can actually hit the copy button on it and it'll give you the script and you can put that in your site.
There you go.
If you didn't want to contribute cash,
yes,
then you can put it on your, now, you can put it on your blog.
If you do that, you're going to be, people contribute, they're going to be contributing to us.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
But it's kind of a way of saying you're
supporting us,
but you're not actually having to give up your own cash.
There you go.
You know.
So you can do that.
Spreading the word, yeah.
So if you want to raise money to come to SquirrelCon on June 6th.
Oh, yeah.
All right. SquirrelCon is June 6th, Sulphur Springs, Texas. Okay. If you want to raise money to come to that, then you can go out there and get yourself a little widget. Say, I need $500 for a plane fare to get to, you know, Sulphur Springs to go to the SquirrelCon.
Yeah. Well, but on Chip In, So yeah, so you kind of raised a good point there. On Chip-In, you can actually go when you create one of these little widgets, it gives you a page where you can keep updates on that page. It's almost like a little miniature blog almost. Like, cool. But it's related to that particular widget. So so contributors can go and see what's happening with that particular, you know, did a fundraiser. And you can post video and pictures, and I mean it's kind of very interesting. It's very social. But you can create multiple widgets. So you can have one for
one thing, one for another thing.
Yeah. So you for whatever, you know.
So yeah,
whatever
you could have one for administration costs and one for general funds.
I mean, it's
pretty cool.
It's an awesome little. And that widget there is just one of the different widgets that it actually lets you pick, because you can do like skyscraper widgets, you can do like the big wide banner widgets, you can, you know, all cool. It gives you all different styles and colors and stuff. So,
well, let's move from there real quickly because we're running out of time, man.
Okay.
Oh my God, jazz! We're running out of time. Let's move quickly to the actual social site itself and kind of give you an update on what's going on there. Because if you haven't checked this out, dude, you are missing
this
out.
This thing is going on. You know, I think we should take our mylifeministries.com.
Yes.
And point it to the social site.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And leave the org.
Pointing to the org site.
To the original stuff. Because we have a lot of backlinks and stuff that we don't want to mess with. But the .com, I think, would go well.
Yes. I think it's a great idea.
Anyway.
Put that on your list.
Okay.
See how much I get to do? And I get to tell him to put it on his list. So there's like 50-some-odd members now, I believe. Oh, we just got a new one here. Rockin' Foe JC.
Hey, I see him.
Rockin' Foe JC. In other words, Rockin' for Jesus Christ. And he's got bows on his ears and his head. I don't know who this guy is. But he just joined our community.
Hopefully he'll still be there when you get there.
I'll send him a little welcome letter. And Brad T. And this is just, I'm just on the front page. I haven't even signed in.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm on the front page. I see new members on the left. And I see the Chip-In on the right. And I see that Brad T. has just posted a photo about 4 hours ago of Jillian at Children's Christmas Program. And I can also see that Rockin' Guy who just signed up, he joined 1 hour ago, and he just changed his profile. Fred left a comment for Jesus Geek. I can go read that if I want to. There's a link there.
Isn't that fun?
That's just cool. And then you can go to the photos, and the cool thing about this social site is you can just leave, you can rate the pictures. You know, you put a little rating on them and vote for, you know, kind of in a voting type of way. And you can make comments on the photos. And it's not click something, wait for something to load, type it in, put in a image, what do you call it, spam filter thingy, and then hit enter.
No.
Make sure your name's in there. No, you just type it and hit enter, and it's all handled like through Java. Just it's slick, very slick. And you can do the same thing with videos. You can post your own videos and comment on other people's videos and rate them. At the bottom of the My Life, just if you go to mylifeministries.org, .com, and at the bottom of the social site there is the Two Blind Squirrel Show. Already set up for you. All you have to do is hit play. And I think it lists like the last 10 shows.
Yeah.
Last 10 shows available right there. So you just select one, hit play, and you can listen to those. And then on the left are all of the recent blog posts from different members, and it's so much information and yet so well organized.
Yeah.
That's what blows me away. Is you fit all this information on this page and it doesn't overwhelm you.
I like that. Yeah, and I like how easy it is to upload pictures and all this stuff. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's insane how easy it is. And like you were telling me the other day that you were commenting on photographs. And you're just like jumping from one photograph to the other, leaving comments and stuff. And it makes it real simple. It's simple enough to the point where it's like, I mean, I don't remember how many photos are in here. Oh, 202 photos. We got 202 photos.
202 photos.
I mean, it's because people can bulk upload and all that stuff like that. I mean, look at that. You bought a $300 boat and it's out there on the internet. What the? Oh! Well, while we're here,
I posted it from my phone.
I was going to say, when we went to the zoo,
yeah,
I posted 17 pictures from the Tyler Texas Zoo.
Yeah.
And I posted them not seconds after we took in whatever it was. So if we were looking at the white tigers, click, hit the email button, put I had already had it bookmarked, you know, for the email address, yeah, for the site, and it put it right up on my profile. Bam, bam. Yeah, I had 17 pictures. As I walked through, yeah, the zoo, I basically shared it with the community.
And the title of your email becomes the title of the picture, and any comments you put there automatically go into the comments of the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And what was great was it was
Steve.
Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
Oh, okay.
I posted a picture of the of a leopard staring at us through glass, and Fred actually went out and commented on the photograph while I was still at the zoo. So I got and so then I went and I commented back. I think I did.
Yeah.
And but you know what I'm saying? So it's like you can basically be connected to the community anytime you want. Really.
It
was fantastic. Yeah, I was having a great time. And I was like, I got to the point where I was like, you know, I was like, lion, tiger, turtle, map, Coke machine. You know, just like taking pictures of everything. There's Maggie. There's Max. There's my thumb.
Piece of dried up gum.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
and it's like a walkthrough.
Yeah, if you're a bug at the zoo, mm-hmm, do you get special treatment?
If you're a bug.
If you're a bug at the zoo, are you considered a zoo animal?
I don't think, no.
You have to be officially in a cage?
Yeah, I think you do.
What about the birds? You ever thinking about this? There's a normal, like, East Texas mockingbird, right?
Yeah.
Just flying around, minding its own business. He used to live in Grandma's backyard, but Grandma sold the house, and people moved in, and they got a cat. So he's flying around looking for a new place to hang out, and all of a sudden, giraffe in his face. I mean, like, what in the Sam hell's going on? What is that? It's a tree that's walking, you know? Or he flies down and gets eaten by a lion all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I didn't see that coming, you know? You say the size of that cat?
Chicken nuggets from the sky.
You ever think about that?
Yeah.
Or they plop down and start talking to the penguin. Man, what are you doing? You're one of the weird bird, man.
Yeah, I actually, when I was there, I did think about the fact that this is Texas land.
Yeah.
You know, this is not like...
I mean, you could throw a rock and hit like a raccoon in the field next door to some of these lions.
Right, right, yeah. So there are all these exotic animals. I mean, it's just kind of this just seems very much out of place. But it's a great zoo. I mean, the fact that when you get there,
yeah,
it's about an hour's worth of walking around.
Yeah.
And then you're done anyway.
Oh, this is the Tyler Zoo.
The Tyler Zoo, yeah. You're done anyway, uh-huh. And it's the perfect size zoo.
Yeah, because the Fort Worth Zoo will beat you down. The Fort Worth, yeah, Zoo will beat you down.
It's a great zoo.
It's an all day zoo experience.
Yeah,
your feet are exhausted.
Yeah.
You smell like animal by the time you leave. You got some kind of flea and tick infestation going on. You know, you got to ride the train. There's too much to do.
Sure.
And there's shows to see.
Yeah.
It's just too much zoo.
Yeah, it's too much zoo. It's a good zoo. It's a very good zoo,
it's
but it's too much zoo. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's such a thing as too much zoo.
And it's like 2.5 hours away. It's like a good 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So
it's not nearly as far.
But I love Fort Worth.
Yeah. Well, I like about Fort Worth going to the botanical gardens. The botanical gardens are nice.
Yes. Very nice. So anyway. I had a very good date there with Faith one time. Very nice place.
Cool.
Yeah. Got thrown out of there, actually.
Okay. We'll save that for another show.
No, I'm kidding. All right. Everybody, thanks for joining us today. Everybody say, bye, Chaz. Thanks for joining us today.
Bye, Chaz.
I didn't mean you.
It's great to be on the show. Thank you for having me on the show today, Brad.
Well, it's your show, dude. Still technically your show.
You're always supposed to thank the host.
Oh, am I officially the host?
Well, you're the co-host with Faith.
Okay, all right. Well, you're a co-host too.
I'm a.
We're a tripod show.
Trifecta?
I didn't say that.
No. I understand. Never understood what a trifecta was.
That's when you win all three events of a series that contains three.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Okay. All right. Let's say. that you go to school.
Okay.
And you're taking math, reading, mm-hmm. writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is not the three R's, by the way. They don't start with all three with R's.
I know whoever made that up.
An idiot.
Didn't know how to spell.
Okay.
So you get 100 in all three classes.
Yes.
You won the trifecta.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, you got all three.
Okay.
That's a trifecta.
Why didn't you just say that?
I just did say that.
Okay.
All right.
Simple.
What?
Nothing.
Are you making fun of me?
No. Goodbye, everybody.
Adios, adios.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.